Now list the appearance.
I was reading a story a couple of weeks ago where somebody, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, came to him and he asked him that he's saying Shir Chulin. And he wanted to know which Acharonim the Brisker Rav suggests to use in learning Masechet Chulin. So the Brisker Rav responded, you should learn the Ketzaisim and the Sivuses. So they were like perplexed. But they said, Rebbe, there's no Ketzaisis on the Sivus, on Chulin. So I'm not sure what the give and take of the conversation was, but I think what the Brisker Rav meant, if I could try to say, is as follows: that he's saying that the Tzais and the Nesivus, those are primary, Gedalia, you know, all the Tzais, all the Lumdas, as we learned from the Kabbalah last year, you know, the past years, we spent so much time at the Tzais and the Nesivus. So he says, you have to dig up all the Tzais and the Nesivus that are relevant for Yechulun also. So it's just a much harder thing. You're learning Bava Kama, so it's easy. Every other one of Bava Kama has a Tzais and the Nesivus. When you're learning Chulun, so the Chavaz Da says, okay, that's easier to find. But you have to find the Tzais. The problem is the Tzais doesn't talk about Chulun, but there are things in the Tzais that do relate to Chulun. So I guess you got to find them. I think that's what the Brisker Rav probably meant to say. So that's going to be the topic of the next sugya. So now we're going to follow the Brisker Rav's guidelines, and the next sugya is going to revolve around a ketzaisin and a nesivus. Except they're not going to be presented to us as a ketzaisin and a nesivus. They're presented to us as a tshuvas avdei miluim, which was written by the ketzais as well as the chavas das that was written by the nesivus. So we are following a Brisker Yeshiva here. We are learning ketzaisin and nesivus in a chulin, but we're going to call it by different names. So the baisai, we're coming to the, it's hard to say this, the end of Ein Matnas al Chilchila. We're coming to the second half of Ein Matnas al Chilchila. We're nowhere near the end of Zerub Hashem. I don't even see it. We're not going to go to Zerub Hashem. But the particular nuance of Zerub Hashem that the Rishonim highlighted, how it impacts on Ein Matnas al Chilchila, lack thereof. So this is becoming the next part of the series. So last week we spent the bulk of our time discussing the general framework of Ein Matnas al Chilchila as relates to Kol Terkula. And now we're going to focus on the following ha'ara. The following one ha'ara is made by the Ketzais, and one is made by the Nesivus. So comes the Ketzais in the Sefer Avdei Miluim, in the back of the Avdei Miluim, so he wrote his Shailos HaTshuvos. Nobody ever asked his Shailos. These were just lumdish things that the Ketzais wanted to say. No one in a million years would have asked such a Shailos. But the Helik Avdei Miluim, Helik Ketzais, has a Gevalik HaChiddush, and that's really where our sugya begins. It's a tremendous breakthrough in the sugya of Ein Matnas al Chilchila. Not this follows. Does it is very possible that Ein Matnas al Chilchila may be the Rabbanim. The evidence is that the Tosfos that the Rambam quotes may have the upper hand in the sugya. Notwithstanding all our excitement about the Roma Torah Shachla Takkola and Tzipari Mitzrayim, I mean, it's all nice and everything, but the bottom line is this whole thing may be the Rabbanim. And it would kind of be easier to say that because we were scratching our head on Thursday to try to find the makor for being the Rai. Said we had the Ra'az B'chein B'din, and we had our Gezeris, and we had all kind of different ideas, but at the end of the day, there's no clear-cut, pasuk to identify as being the Rai. So we're not quite sure why it should be the Rai. Says the Avdei Miluim, it's not only the Rai. And that's the emphasis, it's by the Avdei Miluim. V'af HaPichein, in certain areas of Halacha, it is the Rai. Not because there's an issue of Yeraisa per se called Ein Matnas al Chilchila. Minatora, the Rosh doesn't care whether you take Chaz and put your Chon Zonos and Bachel Mashish, that's fine, Minatora. But sometimes, by doing the process, by invoking the process of Ein Matnas al Chilchila, you may be in flagrant violation of a totally different issue. What totally different issue are you talking about? It says the Avdei Miluim, what if you're taking Truma, Lamashal, and you're trying to revival Truma? I take Truma and I want to put into a lot of Chulin. Minatora, you have to put an X amount, and there's Y amount, whatever the number is, doesn't matter. 100, I don't care what the number is right now, point table. I want to be Mavat del Terumah. It says that the Meluim, there's something wrong in HaTora with that, but the name of the Yisr is not Ein Matnas al Chilchila. What's the name of the Yisr? A whole new Yisr. We call it Mishmeres Trumosai. There's a din that you have to treat Truma with the utmost respect and sanctity. The Gemara says, in the very end of the first one, we said, I'm going to sing about this. You can't just take Truma and be metame Truma. You can't just take Truma and leave it in a place where it may become dummy. You can't just take Truma and throw it into the garbage. It's a double kadosh. So therefore, Mishmeres have to be shimmering. You have to treat it in the appropriate way. You have to keep it to Kedushas Truma. And if you're mezalzel in the Kedushas Truma, that's a violation in a Torah of Mishmeres Truma, I'll say. Comes out of the Meluim and says, we usually think of Mishmeres Trumosai as taking Truma and throwing a dead mouse onto the Truma. We think of taking Truma and bringing it into an Hormez. And we think of the Mishtabit Truma in so many different ways. Let me tell you another way of being violating Mishmeres Trumosai. Zakti Abdul Meluim, if you take Truma and you cause it to become Ois Truma, you are mafkia the shame Truma. How are you going to do that? I'll see you in a minute. If you're mafkia the shame Truma from it, Ein l'chod, violation of Mishmeres Trumosai Golem Israel. That's the Chiddush of Dan Meluim. In the world of Havlocha, I didn't do it, I didn't take the Truma and throw it to the garbage. I didn't even touch a dead lizard to the Truma, but I was mafkia the shame Truma from it. That is goof of violation of the Torah. It's a lack of Mishmeres Truma. I wasn't sure with the Truma. I undermined the Truma. I destroyed the Truma. I caused the Truma itself to self-destruct and lose its Kedusha. That's a problem in the Torah. How do I do that? What mechanism is available? How can a person pull off to my face to take a piece of Truma and make it into Ois Truma? What's the answer? Biddle. Because as we all know, when you take a Dover that's Osir, or in this case a Dover Kodesh, and you mix it in with a bunch of other things, it becomes bottle. It becomes no longer Truma. So the very essence of transforming this piece of Truma into Ois Truma Techulin, Ayidei Biddle, that is a violation of the Torah of Mishmeres Truma. So that's the breakthrough of the Avdim. What is the Abba Meluim Arviyach with that? A Gevaldi. Here's the Abba Meluim. That Isser of Mishmeres Trumosai will be violated, but not just Truma per se, but anything that is halachically called Truma. What else is Truma? We have a few other examples. What else is Truma besides Truma, Gedolah, Yivetokai? Bikurim is called Truma. Chala is called Truma. Truma Smais is called Truma. And guess what else is called Truma? You won't believe it. What? Certain kinds of azguna, which are muram minakotchim. There are certain kavanas, besar, kotchim is not really called truma, that's just the kayin. But if you have kotchim kala, which is fundamentally imad Yisrael, but you have to be meirim certain parts of it and give it to the kohen to eat, that's chalam the shem truma. Give me an example. What's something that's taken off of kotchim kala, and it has, mamash, the Torah calls it truma? Shok ha-truma v'chazei ha-tinufa. The Torah calls it shok ha-truma. You mayor mit v'ashahunuf v'ashahuram. You have to lift it up and give it to the kohen. In addition to shok ha-truma, the chazei v'shayt that's given from every kohen shlomim, there is one other piece that's given from the very unique kohen shlomim called the Isle of Anazir. And in addition to the chazei v'shayt, what else is given? Believe it or not. What a great surprise. It's Rav Shaila. So the Zerua B'Sheila is Ke'ein, the din of Chaz V'Shok. It's in addition to the Chaz V'Shok. And there's a few other things also. You have to give one of the lechems, or you have to give a little one of the lechems to the Ke'ein. So there are a few odds and ends of other things that also have the status of being Muram L'Hashem, even though they're not true in terms of things growing in the ground in terms of payers. And they're also Chalma on the din of Mishmeres Trumosai. And therefore the Abbulim says that even if you want to tell me that just throw Chazim into a pot, maybe Mutam in a Torah, to throw a veil into a pot, maybe Mutam in a Torah, to throw a chelim into a pot, maybe Mutam in a Torah, but to throw Truma into a pot, or anything that's like Truma, such as El Nozer into the pot, that would be a gross, flagrant violation of the Torah of Mishmeres Trumosai. And what is that? Of course, my viach with that statement? Agamah. That it could be that Agamah really means it, literally, Eim Avat Nesel Chila. Rashi and Taisus and the Rive, it all read into Agamara, that Eim Avat Nesel Chila is an Issa Dir Aisa. Again, some of Shonim, you know, wiggled out of it by saying, Mitzvah Levata, Het Levata, right? We saw some Dichuyim, but the Pashas of the Sugi is that they're dealing with the Dir Aisa. Says the Abed Luim, just because we're dealing with Dir Aisa by El Nazir, by Yom Shema, doesn't necessarily translate to me we're dealing with Dir Aisa by the Beilu, because the issue is not Alt Eim Avat Nesel Chila, the issue is Alt Mishmeres Trumosa. That's the breakthrough of the Abed Kabbalah, the Chiddush Gol of the Abed. Now, before we begin to analyze this Abed Luim, there's a little bit of a tame, a little bit of a wrinkle in about the other. Everybody saw the Abnuim inside? There's a little bit of a tzarchion as to the Abnuim, why he had to almost bend over backwards to convince you that we're dealing with Truma here. The din of Mishmeres, that you have to be Shomer, Dvarim Kedoshim, applies to Truma and Kalvachomer to what? To Kashim. So it's clear from the Gemara, you're not allowed to take Besak Kashim and throw it to the garbage, you're not allowed to take Besak Kashim and be mafsi. Not taking the sakana from mitame yet. Ain't the cholak of mishmer shumosai don't know that. That's a kavachon. Of course, that's mishmer shumosai. Madach trum, which is not so kadosh, is a bit of mishmer so on kachu, which is even more lakosh again. So the Avi Meluim makes it sound like the only reason why we're subject to the issue of mishmer shumosai in the sugya of Rabbi Sheila is because nevach the Rabbi Sheila is murah, so it has a bit like truma. And if that wouldn't be true, it would be plain old b'sak kachim kalim. It would be mutter to be mafsek. It also would be osur. So I'm not sure why the Avi Meluim needed that extra knake, that extra point. But for whatever reason, he put it in. So whether it's necessary or not, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is we are dealing with a potential issue of mishmer shumosai. Can't be. Do we have any support for this? Any source in Chazal to support this idea? So there is a Yerushalmi up at the Yerushalmi in the Mamre Kavis. There's a Yerushalmi that is usually quoted as the primary support for the Avraham Avinu's theory. Where's the source in Tanoim for the idea of Emilat Neslachatina? Anyone know? There's only one place in Tanoim, in Mishnayos, let's say, that it appears. It's the Mishnah Maseches Trumas. The Mishnah Trumas talks about if you have a little bit of Truma fell into Chulin, and you don't have enough Chul to be Mevatla. What's the Shia Bittel for a Truma, by the way? We know this already, we should know this. Shia is Meir, right? The Rabbanim most probably, but the Shia is Meir. So the Mishnah says, what if a little bit of Truma fell into that big batch of Chulin, and it's not Bottle but Meir, so I cannot take the attitude, I'll just pour a little bit more Chulin in and call it a day. You can't do that. That's a violation of Mevatlas L'Chil, right? Everyone saw that? Right? No, is that how the as the Mishnah says, if you went ahead and you did it, but maybe you're not allowed to do it. Mevatlas L'Chil, fine. So the Rishalmi, everyone got the sheets for me? Did I have them? Did you give me the rest of them? Oh, I have that. Sorry, I have.
Number three.
So the Rishalmi says as follows. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yechiran, Kol Eisurin Shur Aleim Shagi Mutar Mezit Asurin. Rabbi Yabal tells us a Gevaldi Chiddush, the name of Rabbi Yechon, and lived already after the Mishnais. He was first generation of Rabbi. So Rabbi Yechon has a Gevaldi Chiddush, and he says that all the Surah of the Torah, if you violated the din of Eva Batlas Al-Khil, if you did it for Shogeg, it's the evidence, okay? If you did it for Maze, it's the evidence of Prophet, it's a Knas, it's a penalty, fine. So ask the Gemara, Velomas Nisani, I need Rabbi Yechon and the Amor to tell me, it's a Mishnah in Trumas. Shogeg Mutta Maze and Asar. So listen to the answer to the Rishalmi. No. Masnisa betruma asa meimalach afilu shah. I don't know how the asa is, but asa meimalach afilu shah kol advarim. What does Yerushalmi just say? Everybody say. What did Yerushalmi just say? The Yerushalmi just said that it's necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to be mechadish to me that all the dinim of Eimavat Laschul apply to other Isur of the Torah, because one would have made a case that maybe it's only true by Truma and not true by other things. So the fact that by Truma you're not allowed to do it, the fact that by Truma Chazal made a knas to the evidence, the guy who violated the Yisr, that would not necessarily be a dead giveaway. The same is true for other Yisurim. One could have been Mechalik between Truma and other Yisurim. What was the Svar Mechalik? This is this. So what's the Svar? So what would the Avi Meluim respond? It's a Poshul Chiluk. Yerushalmi makes a lot of sense. I would have had an unbelievable havamina that just because there's an issur b'mevatlas l'chatchila by truma, and just because that carries with it certain consequences with the eved, that's true because you're dealing with a real mekoyim issur there in ayis b'shmer shemosa. When you're dealing with nevelas, gesh, man, it's the worst thing issur d'rabbanan, with the eved, knas, come on, give me a break. What's so terrible? So I would have had a gevaldik esvar l'chalik. So Rabbi Yechon says, no, don't be mechalik. So what the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is, no, don't be Mechalik. How would the Avi Meluim learn the no, don't be Mechalik?
He's saying the Avi Meluim is wrong.
That's what you think? No, the Avi Meluim is right, because he's Ketosu was right. So what would the Avi Meluim say? You see, Yisrael Mechalik was right, but there really is a difference, but Abba Pichay, Tiktuch HaChomim, Eim Abad Neslach HaChil, Eim Diyaf and Bidiyah, but it's a problem. But I need Rabbi Yochanan for that. Without Rabbi Yochanan, I wouldn't have said, Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought that Eim Abad Neslach HaChil is limited to the Din Derais of Tshuva, because of that unique concerning consideration of Mishmer Shumosai. Once you add the Rav Shumosai, there's nothing to be worried about. So I would have made a case that it's not the Araisa. Kamash Balan, even though it's not the Araisa, it's still a problem. That's how the Avi Meluim would have read this to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is good for care. The line L'chalek is a Gevaldika support for the Avi Meluim. But the Maskana, it sounds like the Avi Meluim is still in good shape. But the Svar L'chalek, the only way to explain the Svar L'chalek would only make sense in light of the Avi Meluim. So good, Yerushalmi, good, Shalmi, good, it's Gevaldika, Yerushalmi, what could be? What could possibly be wrong with bringing a raya from the Shami? Whenever you bring a raya from the Shami, what do you always have to anticipate? Someone's going to quote a Bavli that says otherwise. Now you got to really, really work. So you have to find out, if you want to attack the Avnei Miluim, you can't just attack a Misvara. You have to discover a Bavli that's disagreeing with this Yerushalmi. So what do you have to do? You got to stop pressing the buttons. You got to start Bracha, Shabbos, Erev, Chulin, Nida, time for Daf Yomi, start all over again. There's no Gemara. There's no Bavli anywhere, shape, or form that says anything about this topic to give any indication that there isn't a chiluk between Truma. Or is there? You have to really, 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 really search for the Bavli. You really, really, really got to search for this Bavli. Did you find it?
Beitza.
It's Gemara in Beitza. Comes Gemara in Beitza, the fourth in Rambam Kermes, and is discussing a whole convoluted sugya, which we're going to hopefully get to a little bit later, about Eim Vatlas HaChila, some of the parameters of Eim Vatlas HaChila. The Gemara is talking about a case of being Vatlas HaMukta. The guy's got wood, some wood is Mukta, some wood is not Mukta, some Yontif. Some wood was designated for lighting, some wasn't. And he wants to throw some of the kosher wood into the trefil wood, so to speak. So the Gemara slaps with the name of Atlas Chachila. So listen to how the Gemara presents the kasha. You have to read every line of the Bavli very carefully. Fourth in Revikimus. Yes, the Gemara, how can you dare and permit this action which seems to smack the name of Atlas Chachila? Hakam of Atlas Yisur Chachila. Isn't that a terrible thing? So the Gemara doesn't suffice by just asking it's a terrible thing. The Gemara wants to prove it's a terrible thing. We don't like to ask Kasha just as Svar. Svar, Kasha be Svar, I say you advise what you say for care. So you have to know Raya. The Amorim in Bovel, the Abdalar Beis and Beitza are trying to prove that there's a concept of Eim Vatlas HaChila. So they have to bring it from a Shilah Makor Chazach, a Makor Chalash. Remember that? Bring a strong proof, right? So what's the greatest proof you can bring?
A Pasuk, one
not short of a Pasuk. A Mishnah is pretty powerful, right? So the Gemara says, "Utznah, there's a beferish Mishnah. Eim avatla doesn't look at chila gavalt. How dare you advocate mixing up some of the mukta wood with the not mukta wood in gross flagrant violation of Eim avatla chila? Doesn't everybody know there's a beferish Mishnah Eim avatla chila? Can somebody please point to me that Mishnah that says Eim avatla doesn't look chila? I just went to a Siyam Mishnah yesterday, a 13-year-old kid in my shul, just made a Siyam Bar Mitzvah, and Shish says Rav Mishnah. So I could have challenged him and asked him, no, where does it say in the Mishnah? Eim Vatlas HaChila. Did you say it anywhere?
Mishnah Truma.
The best I can come up with is a Mishnah Truma. Really? The Mishnah says those words, Eim Vatlas HaChila, not by a long shot. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you can't mix up Truma with Chulin. So how did the Gemara fake us out and say, oh yeah, by the way, Vatanan, what's the answer? The Gemara was obviously paraphrasing the principle of that Mishnah. The Gemara wasn't quoting an exact quote verbatim of the Mishnah. The Gemara was paraphrasing that statement of the Mishnah to be meaning Eim Vatlas HaChila. Wait a second, hold the phone. What was the Mishnah talking about, though? If it's in Maseches Trumos, it's probably talking about
Truma.
Good guess, all right? It's probably talking about Truma. And the Gemara is extrapolating, saying, gee, just as it says in the Mishnah, Eim Vatlas HaChila by Truma, that's tantamount to saying Eim Vatlas HaChila by Atzei Mukta. Really? Really, truly? Is it unbelievable Svar L'Chalek? What's the unbelievable Svar L'Chalek?
That's true or not.
If the Avnei Miluim is so right, if you think he's correct, that there's a Svar L'Chalek, so then how in the world could the Bavli use that Mishnah? Truma says the model? That is the poster child for Eim Vatlas HaChila? That's not a right for anything. That's a din prati by Truma, because Truma is Mishnah to my side. So fakir, from the fact that the Gemara saw that Mishnah, a clear extrapolation, and nobody in the Gemara in Beit and Abdallah threw a penalty marker down and said, stop, you're crossing the party lines, you're going too far, you're extrapolating from one area from Truma to the other area. Nobody said that. Zeman fund off, and the fact that the Gemara didn't stop the extrapolation, it sounds like we have no qualms, we have no hesitation. Truma, Isur, Mevel, Mukta, that's all the same thing. I would have to the Avnei Miluim, what's the answer? You can't be right. So if I have a raya brew from the Gemara, that's a riot. Who here saw that? Who here saw the Avnei Miluim? Who here saw the Yerushalmi realize Yerushalmi was to support the Avnei Miluim? Who here read the Bavli realized the Bavli was an attack against the Avnei Miluim? What were you guys doing? You tempted to say we had this one. What's going on, right? Anyone know who's discovered this riot? What? Anyone know who's responsible for this attack against the Avnei Miluim?
Close
down. No, who would be a good guess? What?
His very, brother.
No, the guy would have been also a good guess. It was also in the family. His son-in-law. What? His son, the Rabbi Mluim's son-in-law, was the one who attacked the Shver. He showed the Shver this kasha. This is the kasha. This undermines your entire Shemot Torah. How do I know that he's the one who discovered it? So in the Ha'aras, in the back of the Avnei Meluim, this kasha is quoted. He's the one who wrote the Ha'aras. His son-in-law wrote the Ha'aras on his father-in-law's sefer. Bottom line is, the only thing that matters for us is he has this bomb cash against the Shver, against his cash. So what's the terrors? Yash of the Haley of Fallen, the Avenue of Loom. The Avenue of Loom be against the Gemara says, Beit, so what's Pshat? This is a fascinating terrors given by the stipler. If I'm not mistaken, I think it appears to be Sechus. Beit, so if I'm not mistaken, it's Kilos Yaakov. He suggests as follows. He says, what's the yisod of the Avraham Avinu's whole Shtetl Torah? The principle is that the violation here of Mishmer Shumosa means that you're taking a Dover that's Truma and you're doing something to turn it into a zero. You're taking Truma and removing the Kedushas Truma. Says the Stadler, what's the name of the following scenario? I have Truma that happens to already be Batal Baruch. What's the Din HaTorah? It's already Batal Baruch. What's the Din HaTorah? Is it still Truma? What's the answer?
No.
It's not Truma anymore. Hello, what?
It's
Truma. Midaraisa. If I would take that and do some other kind of zilzul to it, that wouldn't be a violation of Shmiras Tumos because the Mice is not Truma anymore. It's Batal Baruch. But wait, Midarabonim, what does Chazal have to do? Chazal said, no, wait a second. There's 30 times Chuma to the one time Truma. So Midah writes, if an ask by Shabbat, he says, this is Truman anymore. You have to throw it into the garbage. You can give it to Ami, do whatever you want. It's not Truman. It lost its status with Truman. But Midah Rabbanon, what a Chazam is sacking? How much do you need in order to be valuable Truman? You need man. So Yesh Lachkor says this type, what's the nature of that Dinder Rabbanon that you require Neya Levatal Truman? What's the nature of that Dinder Rabbanon? Midah writes, it doesn't exist. Moshe Rabbeinu already is not Gervis the rest of the Shema. But Midah Rabbanon, Tachting Chazal, sometimes in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of the Mishnah, there was a Tekaris of Chavim that you need Truma's bottle of Echad B'meya. A smach, whatever the source is, it's a Din Midah Rabbanon. So one can understand that Din Midah Rabbanon one of two ways. One can understand that Din Midah Rabbanon is that Midah Rabbanon, the Truma is not bottle. And in Midah Rabbanon, what just happened doesn't mean Chazal were mafkia that bittel. The bittul wasn't chal b'chlal, and you're midah rabbanon, and you're right back where you were before, and within this mixture, you have kedushas truma, albeit on the level of the rabbanon. Or one can understand now, the truma's bottle means midaraisa's bottle is bottle. They didn't undo the bittul. You know what they did? They said that notwithstanding the fact that it's bottle, and it's not truma anymore, there's really nothing wrong with it. But the rabbanon, for whatever reason, they threw over the yasmach, the svar, whatever the svar was, don't eat this. You don't eat it. It's an iser achilas truma shebetela. But mitam hachevza, the chevza truma is bottle already. So it's almost like gavra chevza. Is it an iser achilas of this item that they were matil on the gavra that I'm not allowed to eat it, not within the fact that it's not really truma anymore? But they say, no, but the rabbanon, taka, still has a chal on a shem truma. But at the end of the day, I can't eat it. So what kind of stories I'm splitting here? Is it piketa? This piketa? At the end of the day, Tachlis Rabbi, can you? The answer is no. Rabbi Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, the answer is yes. And yes, the Shulchan Aruch, the answer is no. So what's the difference? Whether the Rabbanon is a shame, true, or not shame. What's the answer? What's the answer? Rabbi Yisrael, Manav Kamina. Is there a din of Mishmeres Trumosai on it? I have something that with the Raisas bottle grow, and with the Rabbanon is quote unquote not bottle. If I treat that in a disrespectful manner, is that a violation? Not with the Raisa, with the Raisa, it's not Truma anymore. Is that a violation with the Rabbanon Bishmeres Trumosai? If I say, no, there's no such thing as the Rabbanon Bishmeres Trumosai. If with the Raisa, it's bottle, it's bottle. It's an Israchila, but it's not called Truma. It's not called Truma, it's Bishmeres Trumosai. So says this type, that's the answer to the question, to the Abiram son of Los Kash against the Shver. Says the Stipler, what's the Mishnah in Truma's talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah in Truma's I told you before?
Truma.
What does that mean, Truma? The Mishnah is talking about that even though you have a little bit of what, you have a little bit of Truma already mixed into Chulim, what does the Mishnah say? What are you not allowed to do? You can't reba, you can't be my bechul. That's the Mishnah's not taught. The Mishnah doesn't say you can't take truma and put it into chul. That I know for sure. The Mishnah says that even though it's already ma'urav, but it's not ma'urav to the amount of the ratio that we'd like of 100 to 1, you're not allowed to be marba. That's what the Mishnah Truma is saying. You're not allowed to be marba. Says the disciple, what's that nature? What's the nature that it should be marba? Why can't you be marba? Why not? What's the answer? Is that Shmeres Truma say? It depends on the Sechikra. If you hold like what he thought was the correct side, says the disciple, that once it's bought the barofa and a third, it's truma even in the rabbanon nishkin truma. If it's nish truma in the rabbanon, then there's no isa b'shmeres trumasa here. So why does the mishnah say it's also? What's the answer? There's only one reason alone why the mishnah says you can't be married. But what's the answer? Because it's no better than any other veil. It's no better than any other isurim. It's called eivavat l'sachachila. It's not the deraisa that came about l'sachachila. It's the derabbanon that came about l'sachachila. Because this truma, the mice are not allowed to eat it. I'm a Yisrael, so I'm not allowed to eat this item. It's not called truma, call it elbow, call it whatever you want to call it, call it X. I'm not allowed to eat it by Shehusha. I'm going to do something to take a davar asr and make it into a davar mudr. We have a name for that. You know what we call that? We call it Eilav Atlas Lachachila. Oh, Zebman Fendo, you see in the Mishnah, there's a din of Eilav Atlas Lachachila. Oh, Zebman Fendo, if that din is true, Bein by truma, Bein by Shari Surin, they call it Tarakula, Eilav Atlas Lachachila. So it says the style of the Gemara's jump was not from Bittul Truma proper. Bittul Truma itself wouldn't serve as a valid model for Eivat L'Chachila on the level of the Rabbanan. Because Bittul Truma has the concern of Mishmeres Trumosai attached to it that Neveas and Dreyfus Atzim Mukta doesn't have. But says the disciple, we undermine that history. The Mishmeres Trumosai is long gone, it's history. Why is it history? Because it's already Bittul Barov. Aye, but it's Bittul Barov, but it's not Bittul Midr Rabbanan. The answer is no, the Dindir Rabbanan never addressed the Cheft of the Truma. It's the Tach of the Shem Truma and the Cheft just haven't gone, says the disciple. It's the Yisra Achilas Agavar that's now Mutal Alecha. That Yisra Achilas is no different than the other. It's exactly what the Gemara says. A very, very razzle dazzle shtibble Torah. That the statue said, Mamisha, Yiluya Shevoit. Mamisha, Yiluya Shechila, to explain to me, Deich and the Raya that the son will have against the father. So we're say back to our story. So the Avdim Lum Pshat still stands. It may be supported by Rishami, maybe not. Maybe rejected by Bavli, maybe not. So we don't have any raya for against absolute chloraya. The Avdim Lumim's pshat still stands. But by say, there's an unbelievable chiddush in this Avdim Lumim, above and beyond what we've been saying until now, and it's almost the second part of this Avdim Lumim that becomes more critical for us in terms of learning the Sampek of Chul. The Avdim Lumim said, this is Nisadir Aisa, taking Truma and turning into a zero. Tell me chiddushim are in this statement. So chiddush number one is an unbelievable chiddush that I would have thought that mishmeres only applies like to latamos. I'm taking truma and making a tome. I'm taking truma and lahafsid truma. Taking truma and throwing it to the garbage, running with the dirty diapers. Those are all examples of mishmeres trumos that appear in the Gemara. Putting truma in a place where it's either becoming tummy, so it's no longer edible, or throwing it through the garbage, it's no longer edible. That's the class, that's primary Mishmeres Trumosai. This is really a long dish of Mishmeres Trumosai, because at the end of the day, I didn't destroy the truma physically. I didn't even cause a hefset to truma. What did I do?
You did.
I didn't cause a hefset to truma that's still truma. It's not like matame truma. Matame truma is, I have truma, it was truma, it's still truma, it will always be truma. Never have his mafsid the truma. Here, what did I do? I disappeared. It's in there. Halachically. So is that called mafsid as a truma? I could have heard somebody say that's not mafsid as a truma. Mafsid truma means that when I take truma and it remains this blight truma, the olam vod, but now it's in a place of hefsid, now it's in a matzav of hefsid, that's the Yisra Mishmeres. This is a chiddush of the Avdim Lumim. I wouldn't have said this on my own. This is the underline, the removal of the sas of truma. That's gufa. It's like the Avdim Lumim which found Enoch Hefzid Belda Muzia. This is worse than Hefzid. This is the ultimate undoing of truma. It's bad enough the guy who takes truma and touches it to a mouse. This guy was ois truma. He was vata the very essence of truma. So it's a chiddush. Second chiddush that Mishmeres includes the very very maskia shame truma. It is a chiddush. Rabbi said there's another chiddush out here, and I would expect everybody to think what the other chiddush is in light of everything we've been talking about for the last week.
There is a
concept of being shoel and taking truma.
Yes, that's true. Right, it's a very good question. But there, l'chayr, it's different. Because there, you're okres of truma karam. So the mafred, that's the dog is a makhil and mafred. It turns out it was having truma in the first place. Here it was truma, and now it lost the status of truma. So the case of the dog, it's going to lose my friend with having truma.
That
Rishmeres
Truma would apply to
Tom
as well?
Nothing about the Tom. I want to know, what's funny about this Rishmeres Truma? A mafkir the shep Truma. It went from Truma to being zero. What made it going to Truma to being zero? The act of going from Truma to zero is accomplished doing what method in Halacha? What method in Halacha is being labeled as being accused of being of making Truma to a zero? I'm saying bittel. We're yelling and screaming at bittel and saying, "You, how dare you be mivalti truma? By being mivalti truma, you're taking truma and turning it to zero. Really, is that what I'm doing? Who thinks that's what I'm doing? Who thinks that's not what I'm doing? Who thinks it may depend that that's what I'm doing? Is that what's happening in bittel? When I take a dover and I'm mivalti it, bittel takes the item and makes it into a zero? Or does bittel mean it hasn't lost any of its characteristics? It's still there. It's very much there in front of us. There's a din that if I don't know which one it is, I'm allowed to rely on bittel. What is the smack of Rabbi Shai? What name should come back to us? This is very who? This is very no do Yehuda-ish in terms of what? Badisas, Kavandalesas, that kind of stuff, remember? All those things we've talked about in the past. Eating all three pieces, does Tosos Ritz come back to life? Doesn't Chos Vinea ring a bell? Have we mentioned one of the two of these things over the last 3 months? Isn't the Avnei Miluim assuming something really, really controversial, potentially, seriously questionable about what Bittel's all about? If you take the approach that Bittel does not transform the item, doesn't really change, doesn't remove any qualities, any characteristics, it's still the way it was in the good old days, it's just that you're allowed to eat it right now. If you hold that's all Bittel is, and then how can you point an accusing finger and say, how dare you be mevatel your truma, how dare you be mevatel your zera b'sheila, you're turning truma into a zero, what should my response be? Me? Who are you accusing of turning truma into a zero? Don't you know the ABCs of Bittel? Bittel is still here? I challenge you. It's come on, Nisa Dami. I maybe use the phrase, it's reversible. Remember that? So, wait a second. This Avnei Miluim is a big, huge chiddush. Huge chiddush. Huge chiddush. That the Avnei Miluim, the first half of this chiddush, that's called Mishmeres, is also a chiddush. Granted. But the second half of the Avnei Miluim is much more relevant for us. I think everyone appreciates why the second half is much more relevant to us. Because he's understanding something about Bittel behind the scenes, or else his whole Shulchan Aruch wouldn't apply, which would potentially even open up the possibility of somebody saying, wait a second, maybe this Rabbi Shela is not the same as taking a piece of Truma. Maybe Yavish Yavish Lach Balach. Do I hear numbers of Rov and Shishim coming? I can hear a lot of things being thrown around now. I can hear, once you enter into the world of Isakam and Lasakam and that, Isakam and Isakam and Lasa, I can hear a whole lot of different terms thrown around. This Avnei Miluim is an eye-opener. So we really have two different parts of this Avnei Miluim you have to analyze. You have to analyze, number one, Mehecha Teis, is he really right that turning Truma into a zero is even an issue in the first place? And if Tzolomi is right, are his facts right about, is that really what people are accomplishing? The only way the Avnei Miluim's breakthrough of the circuit to be correct is both of these premises have to be right. Everyone thought that when you read the Avnei Miluim, everyone thought, it's a very short Avnei Miluim, like 10 lines. Avon Chapter is saying two tremendous, two huge Yush Chiddushim. One is a Truma Dika Chiddush and one is a Yerodeya Dika Chiddush, and both have to be correct in order for Shtil Torah to go. So, do we have any rayas for or against either one of these two tzedakim? Let's do the easy part first, the Truma part, the easy part. Any raya anywhere under the sun? Anywhere? That taking truma and being mafkish and truma's existence must also have an interesting potential kasha, but I don't think it's a kasha. I think that I'm right what we said about Tarsa Dharma is different. Anyone has the foggiest notion? I put on the Mamma Kremis. Did I put on the Mamma Kremis? I didn't put a parish of Mishnayas or the Rambam in Trumas?
No.
Nobody chapped it themselves. Nobody realized that was the Maimon. What? Yeah. So, when you read this Avnei Miluim, and you stop and you observe there are two chidushim going on here, and you realize you have to deal first as first. Chacham deals with the first thing, but you have to deal with the first chidush first. So you have to test yourself and ask yourself, I need a raya for against Avnei Miluim's Yisraeli. So you have to really, really know, you got to know everything for this one. It's not enough even to know all the Mishnayos. You have to know all the Perashim Mishnayos and Rambam, so the Mishnayos. You don't have to be able to do this one. Baruch Hashem for the Divya Cheskel, who rose to the occasion. But Slobodka, that's what they talked about. When they learned the Sugi in Slobodka, Divya Cheskel was a Magid Shia in Slobodka. So that's what they talked about. Divya Cheskel almost made it to America. He almost became a Shia in America. It was, they were trying to convince, I think Terva Das was looking for Rosh Hashiva back in the 1920s, whatever it was. So they asked, the 30s already, but then they asked Rabbi Kotler, who was still in Europe, who he would recommend they should bring to America. So one of the people who they recommended was Divya Cheskel. He should come to America and be the Magid Shia at Terva Das. For whatever reason, I don't think he wanted to come, I think he wanted to leave Europe, and never, tragically, he was killed in the Holocaust. But he was one of the Gedolei Olam. Well, yeah, he had many Chashma Tamidim. Rav Shach was one of his Tamidim. Rav Shach was one of his Tamidim at one point. So, he always has very, very fascinating things. He's spoken with Korda many, many times in the past. So, says the Yecheskel, he discovered the Perish Mishnayos of Rambam. No one else did. He discovered the Perish Mishnayos of Rambam. What does the Mishnah say that the Rambam is commenting on? The Mishnah says that Ain osim tamarim dvash. That if you have tamarim, you have dates of truma, you're not allowed to crush up those dates and squeeze out those dates and make them into honey from the dates. That's a problem. That's also, you're not allowed to do that. What you are allowed to do is b'zaysim b'avonim, b'zaysim anav. If you have olives or you have grapes and you want to turn them into olive oil or into grape juice or wine, that's okay. You can take a grape of truma, you can take an olive of truma and turn it into grape juice, that's fine. I'm telling you, you're going to eat it. But you cannot do the equivalent with dvash. It's fine to turn it into dvash. What's the difference? What's wrong with it? What's the difference between the two? So, what could possibly be wrong with taking a date of truma and doing something to it? What's the answer? There must be some kind of violation of what? A mafsid mishmeres. There must be some kind of violation of mafsid truma. Why is that a hefsid of truma? I'm not destroying truma. I'm going to drink the juice. What's the answer? The answer is this must be something that's it's like less choshev. It's like a not a normal way of doing those kinds of svaras. That here you had the opportunity to eat a date, and you went ahead and a shvach and turned it into some juicy kind of thing that people don't really consider to be on par with a date. That's almost like a violation of Israel. That's what the basic Isser is. Right? That's what I take is what we think the basic Isser is. And this would make a lot of sense why Zaytsev and Ovim are not that way. Why? Because Zaytsev and Ovim, how can you say that? You fool, you took you had an unbelievable cluster of grapes and now you made it into a lousy bottle of wine for $500. What a waste. Waste, forget it. It goes from Barbara 8 stuff. Barbara 8 goes up. Or the guy said, you nut, you had these unbelievable olives, you could have served them on your pizza and now you made yourself olive oil to burn the menorah. What a waste. No, forget it. You were malad because you made it high, you made it more chashvitz. Olive oil is more expensive than just olive pizza. It's much more expensive, especially this time of year. So you were malad, and you weren't mishane, and you weren't ma'asid. That's the posh of shad decision. Anyone learned Ketzev Avorchim recently? The Gemara actually quotes this idea in Ketzev Avorchim, the Gabiuchas Brochas. The Gemara actually quotes the sugi from Truma. It says that if you take dates and you turn them into juice, then you make shahakal on it. If you take grapes and you turn it into wine, you make a proper guff. If you take olive oil, turn into oil, you know, something that you make a proper eights. So the Gemara actually borrows this idea of sometimes destroying the fruit is a hefset, sometimes it's not a hefset, and plugs it into Hilchos Brachos as well. So that's the Pashup Shah, right? So the Pashup Shah is who makes this call, who determines whether something is a hefset or not? How do you know whether any given fruit knocking it down to a juice is a bad thing or a good thing? Who would you ask for this? Which poll would you take, most probably? Who would you think you'd ask?
A juicer.
What? A juicer guy. You know, ask a normal guy, right? What is the Olam? What is the Olam thing? Like, Marshall, The poskim say the same dinim carry over the peri shviyas. Peri shviyas also is a dinim of achol mahefse. So you're allowed to take a fruit of shviyas and turn it into a juice. So the answer is wine for sure you can, olive oil for sure you can. Other things become a little tricky. So there's a big machlekes in Rishonim about what if it's something that's very, very normal to do. Because the island does it. Everyone views this as a good thing today. So it's a rash and brachas. It says, if everyone does it, so then that you can't call it hefsid anymore. That's the cooler to make orange juice out of oranges and shmita. You're allowed to make orange juice according to Chazirus. Make orange juice because that's not called a hefsid. That's a ma'al. That's a maila. That's why the Chazirus is famous shmita. You make a brach and orange juice. Chazirus tells you make a brach and orange juice against what the minhag element is, but not for that. Anyone who's with us on that famous NCSY Kolo food trip during the Shnasa Shmita? Anyone who was with us? So one of the many food trips that we used to make. How many halachic issues can you come up with in one day? So we went during the Shnasa Shmita a couple of years ago, and we went to this berry farm or something, which had Kedusha Shvias. It's a basin kind of a berry farm. And we were harvesting the berries, and we were going to make smoothies out of the berries. That was the whole goal, was to make smoothies out of the berries. So we had two serious halachic problems of making the smoothies out of berries. One was a peri shviyas problem. Is that called mafsid? So the answer was we were making because since most people do use these berries for smoothies, it's like the oranges and the chazanish, so we were making the rashba. Then we had another problem with the berries. What else the problem was? There were bugs, there were taloid problems in the berries. So, but when you make them into a smoothie, what happens? All the pieces break up, so it's no longer a berry, and then the little pieces hopefully are not recognizable anymore, so then it's bottled the roy. But what's that a problem of? What's the answer? Who remembers? What Ron Masech Zodazo do we fall back on? Ein Kavana Levatel. Many folks will make of that. The is, remember, it's only when it's agenda oriented. But I wasn't particularly interested in making the smoothie bigger by adding more bug pieces to it. I would be more than happy without the bug pieces. I just can't get them out. So it could be that, according to many folks, and that's not called about a race of being based on that rather the rash, but there's the bias, everything we spoke about last week. So again, back to the hefsid part. So the chora, when you determine whether something is or is not a hefsid, you just ask the juicer, right? That's the way to do things. Anyone read the Rambam now? Peshav Shnayis? Comes to the Rambam and says, Chutz mina nabim ba zeisim bovad? Zeisim and nabim, the only thing that's okay to make truma, take the fruit and make it into wine? Shneva ba'en kol chelev dagon tirosh v'yitzar. V'tirosh v'yayin. V'yitzar v'ashemen. V'korim Hashem reishis, v'ashakar sa v'kurim reishis, chayab ben truma. Well, the fig echmut lohotz bashkei mentioned through my bais Hashem. Who did the Rambam not ask?
Smoothie
guy. He didn't ask the smoothie guy. He didn't ask the juicers. Who did he ask? Rabbi Shalom, the Torah, look at the apostle. The Rambam's bringing a raya that the smoothies are okay from apostle Chumash. What's the raya? Because the Torah says tirosh v'yitzar, therefore it's okay. What does that mean? How does that mean it's okay? What's the Rambam saying? What they say? What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying the reason why you can take truma of grapes and turn it into grape juice, that's okay because it says in the Torah Tirush. The reason why you can't take a date and turn it into a honey is because the Torah doesn't say honey. What's wrong? What's the difference and why does the Pasuk in Chumash impact? It says in the Yechezkel, what the Rambam is saying is the following you say. What you are not allowed to do is take truma and make it into what? Into a what? Into a big what? Into a big what? A big zero. You're not allowed to take truma and be mafkiya shei truma from it. Says the Rambam, when you take a date and turn it into honey, the date is truma, and now you have honey. Is that honey truma? What's the answer? I'll tell you why not. Because the Torah doesn't recognize the institution of honey as being an entity of truma. Because the Torah speaks about truma on papers, according to the Rambam, not on honey. Honey is a different chesed. It's not, the Torah is not the siyaches to it. You can't have a shem truma on honey, not only because you can't be mafresh honey as truma, the truma, the shem truma doesn't extend to honey. It's not taifes of honey. Which liquids is the shem truma taifes on? There are only two liquids that the Torah singles out and says you can be mafresh itself. You don't even have to be mafresh to grace to be olive. The way it goes what? Those wine or olive oil. Gracious the gun chati reish chavitzarech exiv. So therefore, wine and olive oil are subject to the Shem Truma. We can look at a bottle of wine, look at a bottle of olive oil and say, do this truma. You cannot look at a cup of honey and say you're truma. It doesn't register. Therefore, when you take a date and turn it into honey, you took truma and turned it into a wine, into a big wine. Let's see what that new number together was. Big zero. When you took wine, I'm sorry, I killed that one. When you took grapes and turned it into wine, you took olive, turned it into olive oil, you took truma and turned it into what? Into truma. Good, thank you very much. That's mutter. What did the Rambam do, Rabbi Yisai? Which route did the Rambam not go down? He didn't go down the juicers, didn't ask for the Metzias, didn't care what the world says. He says the only thing that really matters here is al pidin didu mafkir l'shem truma na. Says the Devi Yechazkel, this special Shai said Rambam is a raya brura for what? For the Avim Elohim. For which part of the Avim Elohim? Which part of the Avim Elohim? It's a raya brura for what? For this part of the Avim Elohim. The mafkir l'shem truma is a violation of Mishmash Truma. But which part is it not a raya for? This is no indication whether the second half of the Avim Elohim is correct. Because says that the Yechazkel, quite frankly, in the case of the Rambam's Pirkei Avos Mishnayos, you took truma, and by turning the dates into honey, you took truma and made it into zero, because it's not toifes to shame truma on the date honey. So you taka succeeded, shalek yalaka, shalek yadin, the issa gomer, minatar, if I let me trust the Mishnayos, which is a truma made it ice truma. That in no shape or form indicates that the second half of the Avim Elohim is correct, because the equation is highly questionable. We don't even know whether taking truma, turning to zero, is that a valid application of the bittul? Does bittul really mean that? Not really sure. Because we don't know enough about bittul. I mean, we think we know, well, we spent the whole week talking about bittul last week. But ultimately, whether or not that's going to be true, but the Avim Elohim is true to its conclusion, is going to depend upon the second half, and that's about bittul. You know what the Yechezkel says? He says, you know what? I don't think that part is true. I know enough, he doesn't say it really, I know enough about Bittul to throw in serious reservations about this. M.K., does that mean that the entire Devi Cheskel is down, finished, end of the story? Is the whole Avim Elohim gone now, if you reject number two? So Devi Cheskel does a Tchesem Esim on the Avim Elohim. And he says that maybe you could say as follows. Maybe you could say that the reason why the Mevatel Truma is a violation in HaTorah of Mishmeres Trumosai is not because the Etzem HaBittul per se is the Yisur, but once you Mevatel it, what's going to be the result? Once it's Bottle, what are you going to do next? You're going to throw it into the garbage, you're going to treat it in any district, you're going to be Batami, you're no longer going to be Mishachis with the Truma anymore. So the fact that you were mafkia the dine truma, catch this one, even though you were mafkia the shame truma, because hilchos bittul may not necessarily be afkof in the shame truma, but you created a matzav, you changed the facts of the ground, you created a scenario on the ground that's no longer going to force you to be careful with this truma, that gufa, catch this one, that's a violation of what? Mishmeres truma. You created a situation of zilzul truma, even before anyone got around to being zilzul in it, that's awesome. In terms of pure lomdus, it's not bakal. You didn't go from truma to zero. This is not the Rambam's special shnayis. You didn't go from truma to zero because bittul is kamandisa. But lemaisa, you created a matzav that's going to result in zilzul. Ze guf ein chazilzul lomdusa, and that guf is a violation. In one fell swoop, two fell swoops. First he destroyed the Avim Elohim, and then he brought it back to life again. I don't think that would be. You could take a look at Avim yourselves. I don't think he meant it. But the Yechezkel says the only way he can accept the Avim Elohim, because he's not comfortable with the bittul part, he thinks the Rambam's right. But that's not going to help the Avim Elohim. The only way to salvage Avim Elohim is deraisa, to salvage Rav Shela. Everyone's hanging on to this for dear life. It's Rav Shela. It's Ashtag Yechulim. The only way to turn Rav Shela and Truma into a deraisa of Avim Elohim is to call it a violation of Mishmeres. But not the way we thought it was, that the very essence of the bittul is kufa bittul mishmeres, but the creation of a matzav that's going to lead to lack of mishmeres is kufa lack of mishmeres. But then comes the Devi Yechezkel with the punchline. It says, you know, there's a nafkabina, whether you present the Avim Elohim the way the old style was, the way we first presented it, or whether the newfangled Avim version of the Avim Elohim. I'll tell you what the nafkabina says there. What's been the following case? Min ha-Torah. Mamash ha-Shad der-Aisa. I take a piece of truma, and I throw it into 50 chulins. That's it. 50 chulins. Did I violate the Isser of Mishmar Shemosa? What do you think? Midaraisa. Did I violate Mishmar Shemosa? Very, very tricky one. If you go down conventional wisdom of the Avraham Lurim, what's the answer? Did I violate it? On a level of the rice, I took truma and I made it into what? Into ice truma. So I violated Mishmar Shemosa. According to the newfangled version of the Avraham Lurim, that the Isser is not the etzem asiyas ha-truma to ice truma. What's the Isser? I set up a matzav of what?
Zilzel.
Am I going to be mazalzel in this truma? Never in a million years. I would never ever dream of being mazalzel in this truma. Why? Because it's not what? Because it's not both of you, but derabbanan. So the derabbanan is going to be mafkiyah, the Isser deraisa. You hear that? What a wild thing. Before Chazal were misafkein, that truma is bottled with meya, so then I would have said, yes, this is a zilzel, because I just created a matzav in the ground of zilzel. Once Chazal made a takanas lachomim that I'm not, I have to treat it as truma, so then I no longer going to be able to mezalzel it, since I won't be able to mezalzel it, and then I didn't violate mishmeres b'osu deraisa. So a chumah derabanan is going to get me off the hook of mishmeres deraisa. That's pretty wild. That's what the Mechaskel says. Except according to whom, this will enter today. Who would say that's not going to work? It's not going to fly. I took truma and I threw into 1 to 50. So here's the cheshbon. The first version of the Avraham Lurim think is not right. The whole reason is because it's still here. I'm not going to be because it's still not bottled, so I can't be mezalzel. Who said 10, 20 minutes ago I can't be mezalzel at this point? That was the disciple's answer to defend the Avraham Lurim, remember? What did the disciple say? That the din derabbanan was not that it's really called truma. There's no issue of Mishmeres Shemosa anymore. Remember, wasn't that this whole punchline? To answer the son-in-law's kasha. So you can't have your cake and eat it. If you think that the Avraham Lurim is right, because the only way to get out of the Magia's son-in-law's kasha is to say that the din derabbanan of Bittul B'meya only addresses the Isser Achila, doesn't address the Mishmeres. So you can't turn around now and say, oh, by the way, since I still have Mishmeres that's sitting upon me, that's not an Isser Deraisa. That's not fair. That's like Davi Minchat 7 o'clock on Friday. You just say to yourself. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Okay, think it through a little bit. So the bottom line is that when all the dust settles, this Avraham Lurim was a grandiose breakthrough in the sugya. He introduced this curveball into the sugya that Rishon didn't say about Bittul Truma being a violation of Mishmeres Shemosa. A lot of pros and cons, a lot of questions, a lot of ha'aretz, a lot of kashas back and forth, a lot of shtickel teretz that emanating from this Avraham Lurim. You have to think through the kashas of the son-in-law, you have to think through the brothers in Beitza, the Yushalmis, you got to think through the Yecheskel, the Oros, and the Ram, especially Mishnayis, you got to think through, is it the same, is it different, and you got to think through the revamped version of the Avraham Lurim. A lot of Torahs, the Biskur Rav is right, you know, you got to learn to him. So you got to, there's a lot of Torah, a lot of Chakirah, a lot of Lomdas within this world of the Avraham Lurim. Hopefully Hashem tomorrow, but I said we'll try to tackle the second half of the Sugya next to the Sivis. The Chavis Das had an entirely different approach to the whole Sigur's Rabbi Shane, let's explain why. Normally it's there, but it's there, I said. Nothing to do with Shmerz, not a whole other angle. I'm going to mention tomorrow to try to go through the second.